Peter, I'm sitting here with a data and a fax modem, which is about the size of a credit card, and that's pretty amazing in itself. It's one of the new sort of cards, but this is a data fax modem for using with cell phones. First of all, tell us, how common are these around the country?
They're not really, Ray. This is the first of its kind to be brought into Australia. It's been developed both in Australia and in the US, and it'll be manufactured in Australia. So it's unique at this point in time.
So what are you looking at here? Are you looking at sort of basically setting up easily a mobile office?
Yes, we've designed it with the mobile user in mind, primarily people like sales representatives, field technical staff, so that they can have an easy access into remote databases or into remote hosts. We've designed it so that it's very easy to connect a cellular phone to it, or if you wanted to, if you're in a hotel room, you could connect into the PSTN.
Well, one of the problems, however, has been that there have been communications problems with trying to connect modems to cellular phones. How do you get round all the problems that cellular phones cause with the communications of data?
Well, you're quite right. Every cellular phone that's manufactured has its own specific firmware built into the phone. What we've had to do is design a system that recognises the different types of firmware on each phone, using a dumb cable, if you like, and then connecting that onto the firmware in the modem. Now, the firmware in the modem will recognise that we're connecting up to for example, an NEC phone, and then we just download the firmware from the phone to say we're now able to send data or faxes through that system.
So you're actually putting a lot of your emphasis on the software involved.
Very much so. It's an integrated solution that we've had to provide, not only with the firmware and the modem, but also making sure that we've developed some software that links in with any type of communication, fax and data software. It's a particular piece of software called Toolbar, Charter Pacific Toolbar, and that allows us to hot click between applications. For example, if you're working on a quotation and you're out in the field and you want to send that back to the office, it's one click into the fax software and then to send it off. You don't have to go through a number of steps to do that. You can do it very quickly.
I must admit, Peter, although I do a lot of work communicating over phone lines with my computer, I always find communication software a real headache. Initialization strings, log-on strings, whatever you like to call it, there always seem to be a great cacophony of instructions you've got to give at some stage. Yeah, well, how easy is it to use?
Well, we've had a look at all those sorts of problems, and we've put the whole thing into a one step for the end user. So if you want to send off, instead of having to put all the strings in every type, that's all been done for you. Once you've done it, it's a hot click onto it and away you go. So we've made it so that you don't have to spend 3 or 4 minutes, particularly remember using the cellular network, you're being charged for the time that you're on the network. We've recognised that and said we've got to do it so that you're on the network for the shortest amount of time possible. So a lot of that can be done very quickly. When you get the connections made, you can drop the data down in compressed form very quickly. You can get out of the system very quickly. It drops off very quickly. So your time on the network is as short as possible.
So really all you have to do is tell the modem what sort of phone you're using.
Absolutely.
Mm. Now, the other problem with cell networks, of course, is that you get a lot of... there's no line, so you
noise.
Couldn't call it noisy lines, but you get crosstalk and everything from other cell phones to, you know, radios on building sites or whatever. How does the modem handle this when you're downloading stuff?
Yeah, you're quite right, Ray. The analog cellular network's probably the worst possible network for us to send any data or faxes through. So we've had to develop or get some synergy between a series of protocols. For example, one of them is called MNP10, which has been developed in the US by a company called Micron. And that's a handshake protocol. Basically what that does is once you've made the connection between the modem, your modem and the modem at a host or wherever, the two protocols are saying to each other, there's a lot of noise on the line, we're going to make sure the line's clean before we can send some data. Now, once you're sending the data through, of course, you might get about halfway through and find that there is crosstalk or there's a lot of activity in the network, and it'll hold that while it cleans up the line a bit and then allow the data to go through once the line's clean again. So it holds a handshake even though there's a lot of activity on the line. Now, we've also built into the system, put as standard in the system, another protocol called Z-Modem. Now, that has the sort of the capability of when we're sending down a file, a data file, let's say you get 98% through it, you've got an 80-page file you're sending down, and that would take about a minute and a half. Now, you're about 98% of that file. All of a sudden, the thing gets so noisy that the modem says, it's going to be too long for me to hold on, I'll drop it. Now, you redial immediately. Instead of having to send the other 98%, it actually goes to the last 2%. All right, so in actual fact, you'll only get the same time span. As in the older type of modems, you would have gone the whole 98%, then had to go right through it again and maybe again, again, again to get it. We recognised that was costly, ineffective, so we've put Z-Modem as a standard. It's a fairly new protocol, and that allows us to get that whole message through literally in one byte.
Finally, Peter, you've done this on laptops. What's the next step?
Well, we've got a development program, Ray, that includes, working with the Apple Newtons. So it's got to be compatible with the Newtons. The Newtons, of course, have got some software applications we've got to develop for that. We're also looking to come out early in 95 with a GSM version of the phone, of the modem. And we're developing development program for a miniature radio modem. So at the end of the little credit card PCMCIA, we can actually put a little miniature radio modem. Looks like about the size of half the size of a normal ballpoint pen, and it'll have a little aerial. That'll allow you to send data and faxes. You won't be able to use voice on it, but if you just want to send data and faxes, you don't have to stick a cellular phone onto it. This will just clip onto it. Now, that'll come out later in 95, all developed here on the Gold Coast.